evening, everybody. Hope you like my title there. I want to thank the elders for this opportunity. I'm very excited to be with you, sharing a portion of God's word with you. Actually, Audrey and I are going to be on a plane flying down to Houston tomorrow morning, so your prayers will be appreciated. And the girls, what could go wrong? We're going to take two kids on a plane. So I have had a great opportunity to have a lot of neat jobs in my life. In high school and in college, I worked at Foot Locker, and a little bit in college, I worked at a residency camp in New Jersey. One summer in college, I got to work with counselors and kids from all around the world. I was also a fourth grade teacher, something that I love and something I still consider myself even in my new role. But my favorite job of all time is being a daddy to these two beautiful girls. And being a father is something that has been on my mind pretty consistently for the past 4+ years. As I've raised Adelie, and now that Lula has come into our lives. There's nothing more rewarding, more enjoyable, more exhausting, and more difficult than I have ever done in my whole life. But there's nothing more that I love. Which brings me to another job that I have, that we all have, and that is allowing ourselves to be led as a child of our Heavenly Father. So there's a quote by my favorite author about this idea of fathers in our world today, and it reads, "Today I wonder why does God refer to himself as father at all? This to me, in light of the earthly representation of the role, seems a marketing mistake." And so in essence, I read this quote and I interpret it many different ways, but one way I interpret it is, no matter what we as fathers do, act, say, we will never live up to the God, our Father. So consider this just for a moment. I believe God is trying his very best to make a connection for us. He's trying to make this connection the closest connection he can possibly make for us, to wrap our minds around how much he loves us and how he feels about us. And that is the connection of a child and a parent. So instead of focusing on roles as a father, I by no means am adequate to stand up here and tell anybody how to father, as there are many men in here that would do a much better job of that. Instead, I want to spend a few moments here focusing our attention on the job that we have of being led as children of God our Father. I hope that this will just serve as a nice reminder for you this week as you go about your work life, your school life, your family life, just some things to keep in the forefront of your mind. And I'd like for us to consider two important qualities of our Father, and that is our Father's love and our Father's forgiveness. So it's been a very busy past couple, forever really. Seems like it's been really busy lately in the Schaffner household. And even though it's been busy, the past 2 days have been really enjoyable. So Friday night, Lula, who's just 6 months, learned how to crawl. It was by no means the most coordinated crawl ever, but she finally did it. And it was just a very enjoyable experience to see her just crawl across the floor. Also, Saturday morning, well, Adelie has been going to preschool. And at preschool and at school, we've been working on letters and letter sounds. And actually, Adelie read her first word Saturday morning, which was really cool. She blended the word cat. And so that brought such an enormous amount of pride, enormous amount of love to me. And I love my girls more than I can ever possibly explain. But somehow, beyond my understanding, God not only feels the same, but he surpasses in his love for them and for me. He loves my children more than I do. So in Isaiah 64, he considers some thoughts here. So here the prophet is asking God to intervene And in verse 6, the latter half of verse 6 reads, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look on us, we pray, for we are your people." I apologize for not giving you a moment to turn there. So here, Isaiah calls God Father. And he reminds us that we are shaped by God. Even though we may do good, we have actions that are good, they are never enough. They're like dirty rags, making that connection to Zechariah. They're like dirty rags for what we ultimately deserve. And we need God to mold us, to shape us. God loved us enough to give his son, making that connection once again of a parent and a child. And I can't imagine giving up one of my children for a group of people that don't deserve it, right? Yet God did. And Paul said it really well to the church in Ephesus in chapter 3, which was our scripture reading, starting in the second half of verse 17. It reads, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long, how high, how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." I think this goes back once again to that love I mentioned about my girls and how it fails in comparison to the love God has for my girls and for me and for us all. God's love surpasses all comprehension, all knowledge, all understanding. You can put whatever construct you want, and it exceeds it. So let's transition to this next point of our Father's forgiveness. See, a few months ago, here in the church building, Sunday evening, Adelaide was really struggling. And I had Lula, and I was in the back. And then all of a sudden, I see Audrey bring Adelaide to me. And I didn't know why, but I knew it was something was up because Audrey doesn't do that. So anyway, I take Adelaide into her room, and we're having a conversation. And I tell Adelaide, I say, we're having this conversation because I want you to learn to listen and obey. Tell me what I'm trying to get you to do. Silence. Like, okay. I ask her again. And then I say, just repeat after me, listen and obey, silence. And then I say, okay, you're not going to see your friends after service. And then she's yelling, listen and obey, listen and obey. And I was so upset. I was so upset. And it took me a little while to calm down, knowing that she knew what to do, and what I wanted to hear, and what she needed to do, yet she wouldn't do it. It took me a little while to calm down from that. But reflecting upon that, I thought about the prodigal son. And because of the time that we have, I'm not going to retell the whole parable. But I will read just a few verses, starting in the second half of chapter 15. Sorry, second half of verse 20 of chapter 15 of Luke. So it says, "But while he was still a long way off, he being the prodigal son, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." So this is an incredible example of God's forgiveness. We don't deserve forgiveness, We shouldn't expect forgiveness, but God our Father gives it anyway. Much like the prodigal son's father who ran to meet him, God wants us. He wants us if we fall away. He wants us back, even if we don't deserve it. What a sobering thought and such a great message for us, and a great reminder that we are of God the Father, that we are forgiven. So, just in summary here, if our job is to follow and obey our Heavenly Father, much like we teach our own children, shouldn't God's love and forgiveness make it easier for us to be led by Him? Knowing that God loves us and forgives us of our sins, shouldn't that make our daily walk easier? Much like the love and forgiveness we offer our own children that makes, hopefully, their lives better and easier. So while these points aren't earth-shattering, this isn't some deep thought, I thought it was good, just a good exercise for us to think through for this week. And from my experience, it can definitely be more difficult to be led rather than wanting to choose my own path. So going about this week, consider if you are allowing yourself to be fathered by God our Father. Are you allowing God's love and forgiveness to be a major player in your life?